Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Nerds! Oh, I see what you did. You tried to do the thing that you did two episodes ago.
Now I did it on purpose.
That's the thing where you lie and then you have to lean into the lie.
But I did this one on purpose!
Well, you've ruined everything. I will not be... I can't think of the word that I want to use.
Bamboozled?
Bamboozled is the word I wanted. That's always the word I use.
That's always the word.
I'm sick of being bamboozled.
When I think of the word bamboozled, I think of you.
I'm honestly honored. That's the most I could hope for, is that I hope when people think of very stupid words, they go, you know who would use that probably regularly? Me.
I think not only would you use it, but I think for the fact that the word booze is in it, and I know you used to be a boozer in college.
I wasn't. It's not fair to call me a boozer. I was just an average college student, and you were a loser.
This is true.
I was a
regular.
Wait,
do you want to hear something really funny?
Yes.
So when I pledged a sorority, Theta, whatever the whole thing is, I eventually dropped out. But I remember when we had, like... You'll know what it is.
They don't study enough.
Once it's the, once you get in, you have like a party where they walk you around to all the older sisters' houses.
Older sisters?
Like the girls who are like in, or older Theta girls who no longer live in the house, and they have you walk around to like the girls' different houses to get to know all of your older, the older Thetas.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that.
Okay, anyways.
Is that your initiation?
They had us doing like a scavenger hunt on campus.
Is it initiation?
It was some sort of initiation. I don't know.
Because that's top secret. You're not supposed to share, but who cares?
Maybe. I mean, I'll tell you the Theta handshake. It's this.
Oh, shit.
You hold hands and you go like this.
And that's it? You just finger gun each other?
Mm-hmm. So.
I'm a Theta
and
now.
And then when I did it, I snuck a finger in and then I tickled her hand. I was like, oh, coochie, coochie. anyway, so we had to go around, and all of the girls, they gave all of the pledges. Was it a pledge at that point?
A pledge, yeah, yeah. A newbie.
They gave us all ropes, necklaces,
new members.
With a bagel tied on it. Because at each house we were going to be drinking, and they're like, we need to keep you guys from getting too drunk. So they had like water, and like you had to gnaw on your bagel necklace to stay.
Wow. My sorority never had organized drinking events. They were very like, that's against the rules. We just went to frat houses and did it. Theta at Michigan was fun. Everybody was drunk
or fucking doing drugs. It was like known as like the druggy sorority.
Dear God.
Wow. Anyways, so because I didn't drink, I was just eating everyone's bagels.
That's so funny.
Because all the girls were anorexic, of course, and none of them were going to eat their bagels. I was like, can I have your bagel? So I'd have to gnaw their bagel off their necklace.
That's hilarious. And you opted to leave, or they, or were they we gotta get rid of this weird bagel necklace girl. She's biting everybody.
My best friend Jill, we were in it together. I wasn't even gonna do a sorority, and then Jill's like, let's try sororities. I was like, okay. And then we decided we were gonna do the same sorority together, and we were in Theta for like a month, and like after that night we were like, this sucks. Like, I didn't enjoy my night at all. I thought this was terrible.
So you both just said fuck it.
And so then we started not attending any events, and then we got a notice from Theta where it's like, you don't have enough points to live in the rooms of the house. You and Jill are gonna have to live in the basement.
Wait. You had to have a certain amount of points to live in places?
Each room had a number of points, and whoever had the most points gets to pick the better rooms. And Jill and I had 0 points, so that means we were going to be living in the basement.
Did anyone else live in the basement? Were there other people? Like, who
There was only room for 2 people in the basement, so it would have been Jill and I alone in the basement.
Who is that inactive but then still wants to live in the house? I just want to be near people doing things. That's fucking
insane.
Crazy. Insane. Well, anyway...
So we dropped out of the sorority then.
And continued to be boring losers for the rest of college, mm-hmm. while the rest of us were drinking. Speaking of drinking, I don't have anything to say about that. But listen, when we left off, there had just been the big Thor hammer meeting, Captain America's shield explosion. Loki loved it.
Loki's captured now.
Yeah, Loki has been captured. We're back on the helicarrier where Nick Fury is showing off this new...
Metal cage.
That, like, it's glass all around. Loki's inside it, and he basically is like, if you even try to get through
this glass, if you so much as touch this glass,
this whole thing will drop out. And what I didn't realize, what I had forgotten, is that, like, which doesn't really matter. It does matter. I forgot that he meant the whole cage. I thought he meant the floor would drop
out. No. It's the whole cage.
Loki doesn't have his scepter. Mm-hmm. So now we realize the thing that we had assumed before but weren't clear on, that his scepter in fact does give him his powers. So he's currently housed in this safety cage, this magic thing, which seems as though it was built for him at this point.
We come to find out it was built for the Hulk.
Yeah, we will find that out later. They've got
I just can't believe it's indestructible, but whatever.
I mean, I don't think anyone can, especially like with the Hulk. Also, I'm like, doesn't the Hulk get like too big for that cage to even carry him, is what it looks like. But we don't know that at this point. At this point, it's just like, what a convenient thing that you have on board for potential enemies. But we still don't have the Tesseract. Mm-hmm.
They can't kill Loki because, number one, Thor wouldn't allow it. And number two, if they kill him, they'll never find the Tesseract.
Yeah, they'll never, ever find the Tesseract. So it's like, we're just in a kind of a precarious situation. Loki's staff is like taken away from him, sitting on a table where in the space where everyone's plotting things, you know, they're trying to figure out. It's just like the whole Avengers team has just come together. We've got Iron Man there. We've got Captain America there. Bruce Banner's there. And they're all arguing about these things. Unknowingly, the scepter's
just has super bad vibes.
Like, they're getting very angry. Iron Man is being a dick.
You know what it reminds me of? In Harry Potter, how they had to take turns.
Oh, wearing the Horcrux. You're right. It does have, it's like that exact vibe, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's giving off this energy. Captain America's basically calling Iron Man a dick.
And then they're talking shit about, this was so funny. They start talking shit about Loki. I love this. This is one of my favorite jokes. Hulk is like, yeah, he's as crazy as a bag of cats or something like that. Thor's like, hey, you stop that. You know, he's an Asgardian, you know, person, and also my brother. And Black Widow goes, he killed over 80 people. And Thor goes, he's adopted.
He's adopted. That's so funny. It also is just funny, that sort of character aspect of, hey, I can shit on my family, but you don't shit on my family. That I make fun of my mom. The guy I'm dating's not allowed to make fun of my mom. I don't mean like Andy specifically. He would never do that. But like, just in general, it's like you don't get to do that. It's my mom.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my mom.
Yeah.
There's only one person I allow to talk shit about my mom.
You?
Besides me.
Who?
Logan.
Oh. Why was she also abused by your mom as a youth?
Well, she'd only do it when it's necessary, kind of thing, you know?
Oh. And there are times when it is necessary, is what you're saying. It's like
when my mom does horrible things, Logan will be like, "What a fucking bitch." And it's just nice to have somebody on your side, you know?
Oh yeah, I get that. That makes sense. Speaking of people being on each other's side, in this little argument situation, Tony Stark, I couldn't think of Tony Iron Man, he hacks into the system of SHIELD and they find out that SHIELD is working on building weapons. They're that the plan is to use the Tesseract to build weapons. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, whoa, wait, what? Especially we know like Tony, first of all, Captain America, lover of the people, Tony Stark, former weapons guy who gave that up. And now it's like, oh, you're sending me on a mission to get something to build more weapons. People are not fucking happy about this.
Then ScarJo, Black Widow, heads down to Loki when he's in the cage because she's like, what is going on with Hawkeye?
Yeah.
And Loki's like, ooh, are you in love? And she's like, no, I owe him a debt. And he's like, okay. And he's just like talking shit. And then she's like, what are you going to do to him? What, are you going to let him go when all of this is over? And he's like, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have him murder you. And then just as soon as he's done murdering you, I'm going to take him out of his trance so he can see your dead body. And then I'm going to murder him. And she's like, and she like turns away and walks away from him. And she's like, you're a monster. And he goes, no, you're the ones who brought the monster here. And she turns around and she goes, oh, so this is about the Hulk.
Yeah, and then she like radios to Fury and is like, he plans to unleash the Hulk. Like she did. She's so fucking good at this. Like she once again has seemed to be in this. Him. Like it's just the fuckery.
And Loki's like, God damn it, I got caught.
Like, yeah, he's very like villainy. Like my plans have been foiled again.
He also was telling her about, they were talking about her, I've got a lot of red on my
ledger.
Yeah. And I guess he knows what her red is.
Oh, yeah. No, it's because Hawkeye
had told him some of it.
Yeah, he, like, lists some of it, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's told me everything. And it's, like, this thing where, like, they were supposed to be, I don't know, it feels like she had trusted him with this info.
Yeah.
And now and that's how he, like, sort of manipulates her to be like, oh my God. And then she just, fuck you. I don't care. You're going to die. Like, she's like, it doesn't matter. Like in her mind, you're not going to get out of this and like relay that information to people. Yep. So it doesn't fucking matter. Huh. So then, we cut to
the bad guys, Loki's
Hawkeye
crew,
and all the people who have been, you know, manipulated by Loki. They attack, not only are they attacking the ship, but it's problematic because Hawkeye is very familiar with the ship. He knows how to take it out.
He blows up one of the engines. Big explosion. Yeah. Takes out, so there's four giant propellers, takes out one of the propellers.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, well, now Iron Man needs to get on top of stopping the fucking propellers. So it's very much this, everyone split up and do your part, you know what I mean?
ScarJo and Bruce Banner are both like trapped in the explosion, and then she's realizing Bruce Banner is like turning into the Hulk. She's like, it's gonna be okay, relax.
Oh yeah, she's got her leg is like trapped under something. Yeah, and he's like, and she's trying to like, oh God, and he's going fucking full Hulk.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, fuck. Which ends with, like, not ends with, but, like, it leads to a brief Hulk versus Black Widow.
Hulk versus Black Widow. Great chase scene.
By the way,
like, what a ninja. She's a little fucking ninja. Honestly, I think ScarJo is, like, one of the best female action heroes. Like, her and Charlize Theron. Have they ever been in a movie together?
I don't.
I mean, they're those two ladies. I mean, fantastic. So then Tony Stark comes in, and he starts fighting with the Hulk, and then a shield plane, like they're in like the hull of the plane.
Oh yeah, they're in like the hull of the plane where there's like a back window, and then the shield is like sending in a plane
to shoot at the Hulk, which is
basically
doing
everyone's
absolutely
fighting the Hulk to try to like talk him down or like keep him subdued, and it's the fucking Hulk. You can't. Yeah, not only is the plane.
Oh
the
no,
plane-
it was Thor fighting.
Yeah,
fighting
it was
Hulk.
Thor. And then we see a plane like come down, and it's about to attack the fucking like. It's got shooters lined up to shoot the Hulk through the hull of the plane.
And start shooting him up, but nothing happens.
Because you can't fucking shoot at the Hulk. So
you can't kill the Hulk.
It's also not nothing happens. That plane's about to get fucked up.
Yeah. You now piss the Hulk off.
Yeah. You have unleashed a hulkier Hulk, if you will. We're going to take a break. But we'll be right back. All right, so the Hulk fucking now is aware of this plane, and he exits the helicarrier to beat the shit out of the plane.
This was scary for me because I just remember Top Gun, and that plane is going down fast, and that pilot needs to get out, and the pilot hits the eject button, and then as he's ejecting, the Hulk grabs him, throws him, and then his parachute deploys, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
he like throws him angrily, and then he just. And then
the Hulk falls out of the sky. We don't know where he goes, but
we don't know where
he's fine because he can fall out of the sky. He's the Hulk.
Yeah. Well, he also said earlier that like, oh, when they were aware of, you know, it became clear that they were aware that like, oh, someone's trying to get to the Hulk or whatever. Like, he can't be killed basically.
Yeah,
oh, it's why they was.
Oh,
was
he
it
told
when
the story
ScarJo?
About how he's like, I tried to kill myself. He's like, I shot a bullet in my mouth, and then
the other
guy
just
spit
it
out.
Yeah, so like, he's just gonna have a really fucking maybe a bad back after this. Who knows? So anyways, he's fucking gone, and then we cut to Thor outside Loki's cage.
Yeah, one of his guys let him out because there were all those guys on the plane.
So he tricks him. There's a big, like, it's very much like, you know, Lucy pulling the football on Charlie Brown, but with their, you know, brotherly fucking, I always pretend to be there and you run through it and you fall for it every time. So now Thor.
Fooled you. You fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Thor is now trapped in the cage that was meant for Loki. And Loki releases that. So it goes falling.
Thor's tumbling. He needs to get
tumbling through
it.
The sky. Yeah. And. By the way, Loki also stabs Agent Coulson.
Agent Coulson. Almost dead.
Oh, yeah, nearly dead. He does get like a good, he gets one good hit on Loki, right?
Uh-huh.
Thor is like falling through the sky, and he's, the like momentum is throwing him around this cage, but he's trying to like throw his hammer.
Because his hammer,
wall.
He already hit the glass once.
Yeah, and it did
so
crack.
So he knows it'll break it.
So like, okay, it's breakable. But he can't get good momentum. So he's trying and going back and forth. And he does finally, like, right at the last minute, get just enough momentum to break through the glass and go, like, tumbling down right as it's about to hit the ground.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy that, like, I don't know. That's just fucking nuts to me. Anyway. Things aren't looking great. Coulson is dying, bleeding on the floor, pretty much.
But he shoots the ray gun once at Loki, so that's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, he does get a good little boop, boop. Loki and his goons, his, you know, people who he's mind controlling, basically, are headed for...
He gets away with all of them.
Yeah, he gets away with all of them. Like, they all, it's like, we infiltrated, the plane has come down, and we're fucking out, so, you know?
And they're all heading for Stark Tower because they're going to use the Tesseract. And the power source know that, you know, Tony Stark just put in that arc reactor. So he's going to use that to create a gateway to open it up for the Chitauri army.
Yeah. So basically the thing that Tony Stark did to just be like, I'm fucking using all this power. I'm like So smart.
Sustainable energy.
Is now like, oh, this is the best place to launch from because it has the most power.
As a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A fucking idiot. So Hawkeye somehow gets left behind and he has an altercation with Black Widow, which ends with him getting his head hit pretty fucking hard, which snaps him out of it, which is great. Like, for some reason, he's like,
You knew that was going to be how it went down. You knew was going to be the two of them beating each other's ass, and then she smacks him over the head with a frying pan, and he comes too.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought that just a good old whack to the head would shake this, like, mystical magic out, but it did, because he was like, how'd you do it? And she's like, I just hit you really, really hard. And now he's pissed because he's been mind-controlled. He's been used as a weapon, so he's like, let's fucking get him.
Fuck shit up.
And yeah, she's like, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So Nick, like, everyone's kind of defeated and like, well, the only people left aboard the ship are Captain America and Iron Man, who, by the way, in the fucking nick of time, saved the engine. Iron Man almost died because it was this whole timed thing. We didn't even talk about that. Holy shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Iron Man was literally like pushing the engine with his speed.
Iron Man pushed the blade of the, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, and he told Captain America, who was like standing at the edge of the plane, you need to flip this switch when it gets fast enough, when I say so I have, it'll give me just a brief break in a second to like get out. But then Captain America was getting attacked by these fucking Loki dudes.
The goon squads.
And it almost didn't happen. Like, it was like, and then Iron Man managed to just fall down through the cracks, like just in the nick of time before he got just dusted alive. But it was very close. So anyways, Nick Fury's trying to be like, we got to keep going. He's giving his, like, we can't give up speech. Basically, by using the death of
Coulson.
Agent Coulson, by being like, you know,
don't let his death be in vain kind of thing. And then whips out his vintage Captain America cards with blood on them.
Covered in blood.
In his pocket when he died.
Yeah, it's basically like, he believed in you. And it's, so this is kind of like, come on, guys. We're so close. Let's not give up. Meanwhile, Bruce Banner on the ground in fucking
waking
God
up in a
knows
warehouse.
Where, with, there's like a friendly security guard. He's butt naked. And there's just this nice security guard who's like, oh yeah, like you came through the roof. It, like, fully green, and I just figured I'd let you, like, cool. This guy doesn't seem shaken at all that the Hulk fell through the roof.
Well, he knows, at this point, everybody knows what happens with the Hulk. It's a big guy that turns into a normal-sized person.
Oh, but I was under the impression that this was not, I guess there would have been, because of the incidents, there would have been public press. I guess in my mind made up that, like, this was under wraps.
Remember when he goes, he's like, we gotta go to New York. And the Hulk is like, last time I was in New York, I kind of destroyed Harlem. Do you remember that?
In this movie?
Yeah, he said that. Because they were like, we got to go to New York because that's where they're headed with the Tesseract. And he's like, I can't really go there. Last time we went there, I kind of destroyed Harlem. Anyway, yeah. So it's him going back. So been in the news. People know who he is.
Yeah, he's
so the security guard was like, oh, this guy's going to go down to normal size. I'll wait till then. And then he shows up with clothes for him because he knew he was going to.
I don't know if he knew, because didn't he go like, are you an alien? He asked him, are you an alien? And then Bruce Banner says no.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, Go to BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today.
Oh, and he's like, well, then, son, I think you might have a condition.
Oh, yeah.
But, true. Like, he just let him wear off. Anyways, so now Bruce Banner's like, oh, great, I have to collect myself and get to New York, which I still am not clear where he dropped at. Like, how far is New York from where the fuck he is? Where were they? I don't understand.
Neither do I. I don't. The map of this whole thing, that is one thing I miss about Indiana Jones. Everywhere he went, we saw a little dot on the map.
But yeah, it's like, I need to.
No map.
Like, how are they all getting to New York so quickly from, like, falling out of the sky? But Thor, I guess, makes sense. He can fly. We see him, like, brushing off. Black Widow and Hawkeye are like, let's fucking go. They're all headed to New York. Iron Man gets there first, you know, in his fucking...
And he tries, you know, beaming things. He's like, he can't. It's indestructible.
Yeah, it's like he can't get anything. Wait.
Well, then Loki's there, and that's when they have the fight where Iron Man takes off his suit, and Loki's like, you should probably put your armor back on or something like that. He's like, no, I don't.
Yeah. And
then he goes, he's like, do you want a drink? And he's like, no. He's like, I'm going to have a drink. And then he casually slips on this bracelet.
Yeah,
which I'm assuming is somehow I'm imagining it's like a some sort of like you pull the cord and like a whole boat pops out like a lighthouse that turns into a boat. That
but he's very
thing.
Much just like you're kind of gonna be fucked. Like we've got all the Top Guns like coming here. You might as well just like
surrender,
like, give up,
dude.
And he's playing it so fucking cool. Just he's stalling is what he's doing. He's trying to buy time. And then I love when Loki approaches him, like, all confident, and then takes the little sickle thing that he had previously with Hawkeye and with Dr. Selvig. He tapped it on their chest, and, like, you know, we saw their eyes go black, and then they were under his control. He goes to tap Tony, and it's the fucking...
It does nothing. He doesn't
reactor. He doesn't have a heart.
I think
you
have to
over.
Have a heart for it.
Yeah, it's like, well, he
doesn't have a heart.
He doesn't he have a heart, but it's...
Oh, no, he does have a heart. I don't know. I don't know why it didn't work, but it didn't work. But I loved that. That was really fun.
But he ends up... How does he end up going off the roof?
I don't remember. Oh, then they start battling.
Oh, yeah.
Because he punches him, and then Tony's like, oh, I got to get into this suit. And that bracelet that he has on is like a device that will like send the Iron Man suit flying to him.
Yeah.
So Tony's falling through the air.
But he like positions himself... Like,
yeah,
dead
he puts
man,
his
arms out.
Arms out, and everything, like, comes down to his body, and he's, like, about to hit the ground, and then just before he's almost hits the ground, the whole suit turns on, he dusts the crowd, and then shoots back up.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. He, like, literally seconds from explosion, he does it.
And then
it's a classic Iron Man move.
Pouring out.
Yeah, so the Tesseract has now opened... the portal to the sky, and aliens are coming through the hole in the sky.
And it's like apocalyptically bad. It reminded me of that movie where the aliens come to Earth. There's a million scenarios.
Mars
like
attacks?
No, it was like, it happened in
Independence
New York City.
Day?
I feel like aliens are constantly invading New York. What? Why?
Why
wouldn't they come to LA? It's better weather.
Aliens are equipped for anything. They don't give a fuck about our weather.
But like, why New York? Just because it's like, it's the, you know, symbol of democracy.
Also, like, why do,
and capitalism?
Why, like, do you think that the aliens like care about America specifically? No, it doesn't make sense. They just were like, you know, it'd be crazy. New York, because it's a big city, so it's a small area of coverage where a lot of people can die, is basically, I think.
But if they wanted a lot of people to die, why wouldn't they go to China? Much denser of a population, way more people.
You know, it's like, why are you not taking over, I don't know, Hong Kong?
Japan! Tokyo?
Just the way it shakes out, is that it just always, for some reason, and maybe the government can tell us why.
You don't want to know why they're not? Because Japan and China have too advanced of technology, and the aliens know it.
Oh, yeah, no, the aliens are like, we could, They're like, it might be tough to get some of the Earthlings, but like, we could definitely take down America. They're fucking stupid.
It's like a bully. A bully's like, I can take America.
Yeah, like, oh, that's nothing. So the aliens are fucking coming through the sky. Iron Man's like, time to go fucking pew-pew some aliens. And these are like next level, powered with sort of arc reactor-ish looking Tesseract charged weaponry. And as he's flying off, Thor shows up at the tower to like
deal with Loki.
To be like, fuck you, Loki. I'm going to kick your ass. But like, the army's already coming in. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. When we get back, the fucking action is really taking off.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so the war is popping off. The Chitauri are coming in through this hole in the sky. Captain America, Black Widow, and Hawkeye arrive, and they're like doing their thing. They're fighting people. They're like, you know, trying to get shit together. But these soldiers keep coming out, and there's this amazing scene where Captain America goes to
an NYPD officer,
an NYPD cop, and he's like, listen, man, I'm going to need you to get all these people out of these buildings and underground in the subway. Get him out of here as far as you can. And he's like, why should I listen to you? Or something like that. And then he's like, and then all of a sudden one of the Chitauri soldiers come over and he just fucking beats ass, like three of them in a row.
And then the police officer turns to the other, like, you know, frontline workers, so to speak, the other cops and whatnot, and just repeats. Now, he doesn't give him any credit. He's like, this is what we need everyone to do.
He's like, everybody, get everyone out of the building. And I was just, that was a mwah moment in the movie. And then Thor and Dr. Banner get there.
Yeah. They arrive, on a motorcycle. Uh-huh. Dr. Banner comes in like, how did you fucking get here?
And Iron Man is soaring through the sky, and this huge, like, centipede like ship has come
I'm like, is that, I think that's a monster, but it also seems like it could be, it's not clear. I think it's a giant
ship
monster
with a spine. There's something undulous about it, and it can fly. Anyways, so
Iron Man's like bringing it towards them, like, I'm hurting it to you.
And Iron Man is like, we're gonna need you. And then somebody says to Thor, they're like,
I think it's Black Widow. She goes, Thor,
you gotta
Hulk?
Get angry.
To Hulk.
He goes, he's a like, Hulk.
And he goes, that's my secret. I'm always angry. And he immediately hulks out
and then fucks up the giant spaceship.
And we have this moment of like, he did it. We survived. They all rally around. They're like, yes. And then all of a sudden,
more pours out.
More of those giant ones and more. It's like, oh, that was just like the tip of the iceberg. And then they're all like, fuck, it's about to happen. Captain America snaps into action, acts like a captain, lays out a quick plan of attack.
So outside of this, Fury is talking to that committee, the ominous characters that he had been talking to earlier. And the committee's like, we're going to launch a nuke. We're going to nuke New York City.
Like, to kill off these aliens.
Just give them a second.
This is like, we're so fucking stupid. And that's like probably what our government would do in an alien attack, would just be blow the whole place to smithereens. Like, never mind our people. Like, it's just so frustrating. And he's like, no, we need this to work. And they're like, they basically are like, too late. It's on its way.
It's on its way. And then Fury contacts Iron Man and he's like, Iron Man, nukes are on the way. He's like, got it.
Yeah, there's
Iron
a nuke.
Iron Man flies, grabs the nuke, and is like flying with it. And he's heading towards New York. And we're like, what's happening? What's going on? What is he going to do with this nuke? Where's he going to put it?
Yeah, because he's got like a live nuke that's going to go off. He starts heading up toward the sky. Right.
And he's going to fly into the wormhole. Oh, they had figured out a way to turn off the Tesseract. Oh, because, oh my God, we missed, was it either Pepper Potts or Scarlett Johansson that did it?
Jesus.
Black Widow. Dr. Selvig, who's under the trance, who's manning the machine that's shooting the beam up into the sky.
Oh, they managed to get him
out of it. And he's like, oh, I created an off switch.
Oh yeah, so, even in his trance. Also, did we miss the part where the Hulk fucking throws Loki around and he's just like, pfft?
I think that happened in this scene. So when they're doing that, Loki's upstairs, and Hulk grabs him and just pulverizes him back and forth into the ground, which is I couldn't have come any harder.
So it's so great to watch. But yeah, so they built in, basically they just need to get into the machine to like turn off.
Yeah, they have to use Loki's the scepter. They have the scepter.
So they because they can reach in and shut
turn
off.
Turn it off, whatever. So that is an option to turn it off. But then Iron Man is like flying with the nuke and he's like, no. Give me a second. And they're like, okay. He's like, don't close the hole.
Yeah, because the hole is like there's more coming in. And like they're doing some pretty good ass kicking, but like, who knows, you know?
So Iron Man flies up into the hole, takes the nuke, sends the nuke to hit the mothership, the Chitauri mothership.
Yeah, oh, and but while he's flying, by the way, Jarvis is like, should I call Pepper Potts? Because it's like, you're not coming back from this. Like, they have to close the hole after he takes the thing out, which... I mean, what kind of nuke is this? You can't just nuke it in the sky and then...
He needs to make sure it hits the mother. I don't even think he knew what he was doing.
No, like, I think he was like hoping to get it to the mothership, but I think he's just like, who fucking knows what's out? Because you don't actually know where that is when you go out there, but he gets through the hole and lets go of it and it goes straight toward the fucking... Yeah, the mothership.
And then all of a sudden he's drifted so high that Jarvis goes off and he just free falls back down through the hole.
Yeah. But it's like the hole's closing because he's like, because they're like, you can't hold it off. Like, you have to shut the hole. And as the hole's like closing, it's one of those things where you're like, obviously we know he's going to make it. But it is this very like, is he going to make it? And like, just as the hole closes, right before it closes, he falls out. But he's dropping. He falls out.
But, and Jarvis is out of commission. So he's just falling. And then all of a sudden, Thor starts taking his hammer like he's going to fly up and get him or something.
Yeah.
And then fucking Hulk comes out and like jumps into the sky. And
just
like,
grabs him.
And then like, you know.
And just brings him back down.
Just falls to the ground.
Yeah, he breaks the fall because he can't fucking die. He's the goddamn Hulk. Holy shit. It's.
And then Iron Man's completely out of commission. And they're like standing over their limb. They're like, come on, Tony. And then the Hulk goes,
and he just like jerks him awake. And it's like, the aliens are gone.
Good.
Avengers have won for now, but also.
And then Tony's like, we got to go get shawarma.
Yeah. He's like, have you guys ever had shawarma? Like, he's just really pushing shawarma for some reason. We rearrest Loki. And like, this is kind of where we like, it's a nice little. We did it. The Earth is safe. But it's like, I'm sorry, is someone going to have to answer for like fucking sending a nuke at goddamn your own people? But anyway.
No one's going to answer for that. Not at all. Thor goes back to Asgard with Loki because he has to be dealt with there. Very curious how that goes down. Is that in the Loki series? I don't know.
Yeah.
And is all of a sudden Loki a good guy? Why are we going to follow a whole series about a bad guy?
I don't know. There's more. I mean, there's more movies for us to watch, so we'll see. We see Fury getting.
Oh, and then Loki. Thor takes the Tesseract back to his Asgardian.
Back to Asgard, which it's still kind of like we never saw Thor's love interest. At this point, it's kind of unclear that like, wait, I thought he couldn't come here. How did he do this?
Because remember when he was talking to what's his face? He's like, there is a way back.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Duh. God. Anyway, I mean, Manhattan looks like shit, but the S.H.I.E.L.D. Council, I guess, is what those government people are. They're basically being like, why would you let him go to, like, we just did all this. He has the Tesseract. Why did you let it go? And he tells them, he's like, it's out of our hands.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to take this back to my realm. And he's like, and we're going to deal with this here because he's going to take the Tesseract and put it back into that hall that they have in Asgard.
Yeah, there's
like,
also like
a million different things.
This prisoner will get justice. It'll just be on his own planet. Like, we don't need to fucking keep him here. We can just close the portal. Let's fucking mind our own goddamn business.
Not to mention the Tesseract has no place on Earth. It's just bad news.
It's like we don't want that thing lingering around here. Although I think there's a little bit of. That council, it's like, well, no, like, that was going to power all our weapons. Like, we do want that.
Now that we know there are post-credit scenes, as soon as the credits start rolling, because the credits start rolling after that, I get excited. Because I'm like, what are we...
What's the nugget?
What are we
going
to find out?
And this is, we see a guy. A scary purple guy with a gross face.
At this point,
alluding to,
we don't know who he is.
We don't know who he is. You know, I mean, like, we all know who he is. But, like, at this point in this series, like, no. I remember seeing this and being like, okay, who the fuck is that guy? I was very aware that, okay, he's obviously clearly tied in with the bad guys, somehow probably affiliated with Loki. Mm-hmm. So this, it's just some random scene of, like, a nugget of what's to come.
We find out it's Thanos, you know.
Yeah, and then you've...
So we're like, oh, this is probably going to be a bad guy for the future, for sure. And then the second post-credit scene, wasn't expecting this. Totally. I don't even remember seeing this. It's them all just like 1,000-yard stare eating in a shawarma restaurant.
Well,
that's
being like swept up. Like everything's fucking destroyed, but they're eating shawarma, which is like, I mean, you're going to like make these people whose whole restaurant probably just got obliterated still make you your fucking wraps. But what's interesting, this is a fun little fact I learned. You see Captain America and he's got his hand on his face. Like you can only see like the side of the profile.
It looks like he's just leaning on his hand. Yeah. He's tired.
He was filming another movie where when they decided to shoot this scene where he had a beard, like they retroactively were like, we need to add this scene. And he's like, okay, well, I'm not shaving my beard. I need it. And so that's how they remedied
how they chose to do it.
But so that's just a fun little nugget, which probably a lot of people miss in theaters because they saw the initial one and they're like, well, I saw the scene, so I can go now. Yeah. But so we live to see another day.
I mean, top to bottom, that's of the series, of all the Marvels, that's my favorite. I just love
of
the ensemble
top
cast.
To bottom, or like of what we've seen so far?
Of what we've seen so far.
Oh, I was like, that one? Yeah, no, the Avengers is always going to be stronger than any of the other individuals. Although I am still really excited for fucking
Black Widow. Me too.
But... yeah, no, it's just getting to see the interaction of these different personalities, getting to see them come together, getting to see, because it's like, I mean, they really, a lesser done version of this could have really failed to address the ego that probably comes with being a superhero.
Yeah.
And I thought they did a very good job of that. I thought that, like, it was cohesive enough, but it was like, there was this sort of, I don't want to call it distrust, but there wasn't this initial, like, we're all together, we're a team. Like, they had to learn to come together. I thought they executed that very well.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to see, you know.
There were so many incredible action moments.
There was a lot of good action.
Unreal, the action.
And this is when... I guess this isn't the first movie where they do it. Like, Iron Man has always been snarky and funny, but you really start to see this sort of, like, I don't know, there's, like, a funniness to these superheroes, and you see more of it in this. And it's just cool to see the things starting to kind of, like, weave together.
Oh, I love it so much. I can't get enough of it. I love the scene where Scarlett Johansson's like, I'm going to get on, or Black Widow's like, I'm going to get on one of those hovercraft things that the aliens were flying around on. And they're like, are you sure you want to do this? And then Iron Man uses his shield and he like catapults her into the air. And she
gets that's
on
so
it.
Cool.
Like,
the like teamwork of it.
The dude. Oh, it's so good. And then Hawkeye's just up there, just shooting arrows at people.
Dude. And then when he gets to the last one, he's out and then he has an arrow to like attached to a thing. Yeah, I mean, it's just seeing the action and seeing them all in their own element, doing it their own way, and how it's like helping. I just love the way that they sort of intertwined each of their skill sets to kind of make this big victory come together. And yeah, I can't believe we forgot to mention that scene with Black Widow getting jumped up there till now. But that was like epic.
Like the scene. Oh, and then she jumps onto the back of Loki's, the one that Loki's on.
Oh yeah, well,
and that's how they get. That's how they get back up to the top of Stark Tower.
Yeah, oh, such a fucking. Well, now we're saying this at the end. It's also just like now rethinking this. It pisses me off that like, and this is my own. This is also my own issue for like coming into these movies. Just having seen the movies, I didn't really know the lore and like whatever. But like, it pisses me off that at this point in the franchise, you go like, oh yeah, it's the Avengers, and also, Black Widow and Hawkeye are there, like.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that fuck you. They're Avengers.
Are they not officially considered part of the Avengers?
I think they are. They are.
I mean, I can't get over how good she is. She is so fucking good. Oh, and then I love, remember at the end when Pepper Potts is with Tony Stark and you're like, why does she have her shoes off?
Oh yeah. Okay. So it shows the very end. They're standing at a computer and it's like, oh, thank God you're alive. And it, as they pan out, it shows her standing next to him.
With no shoes on.
With no shoes on. And I said, yeah, why does she have her shoes off? And Nicole's like, oh, because if she wore
her
shoes.
They're the exact same height.
Yeah, which is like, and I bet he had lifts in his shoes too, because he had his shoes on.
Yeah. Well, if you watch in a lot of their scenes, when she's wearing heels, she's leaning on something.
Oh, yeah. That's such a funny, why can't she just be taller than him? Yeah, or I don't know, why didn't you not cast Gwyneth Paltrow and give the part to somebody who's shorter? Surely somewhere you can find one woman who's shorter than Robert Downey Jr. And that's me. I'm the only one.
That's it. That's all. Other than you, you're going to have to go with a teenager. He's a small child, a little guy.
Yeah. But I mean, it feels good. You guys, we're going to take a palate cleanser, since this is the end of phase one of the Avengers Marvel Cinematic Universe chunk that we're doing our season. We're going to do
Airplane. One of my favorite movies. Jess has never seen it. She doesn't think she's seen it.
No, that's, by the way, that's how in the zeitgeist, is that the word? That's how in the sphere, the pop culture mm-hmm. sphere, Airplane, even after all these years, and Airplane quotes and stuff, is that I know so many parts of it, but I don't think I've seen it, but like, I don't think I'll know. Have you had that with stuff where you like didn't know you had seen it until you watched it?
I mean, I'm trying to think, The Usual Suspect.
Okay.
Is one I had heard about a million times and I knew parts of it. Like Kaiser.
I know the name Kaiser Soze. Is that who's that?
Kaiser Soze, yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
That's from The Usual Suspects. I just know that name.
Wow. Yeah. That's so crazy. Well, that's it, you guys. Stay tuned later for, you know, more running our filthy mouths types episodes and exposing ourselves and an airplane. And we will we'll talk to you soon.
We love you guys a lot.
Bye, nerds.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.